John S. Doyle is here now with what it says in this morning's papers.
Grilling is the word chosen by the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent to describe what is ahead today for broadcaster Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly. A marathon grilling, says the Independent, referring to the hearings of two Oireachtas committees. Tubridy will be grilled for up to 6 hours, says the Irish Daily Star. It's the late, late showdown, according to the headline writers in both the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. Tubridy's future is on the line, says the Irish Times. Ryan Tubridy's predecessor at the Late Late Show, Pat Kenny, who is also a client of the agent Noel Kelly, was watching the last lot of committee hearings, and as the Examiner, Times and Mail report, he has hit out at what he sees as schadenfreude from a number of politicians. And being Pat Kenny, he explained that the German word means the experience of pleasure, joy or satisfaction that comes from learning or witnessing the troubles, failures or humiliation of another. Day one of the job from hell is how the Irish Daily Mail sums up Kevin Backhurst's first day in the job of RTE Director General yesterday. The paper reports that he ditched the executive board and apologised for what he called the shameful secret payments scandal. The Examiner notes that there was a cautious staff welcome for Backhurst, who started the day with a lengthy email to staff outlining his plans. The paper quotes correspondent Emma O'Kelly, who is chairwoman of the Dublin Broadcasting Branch of the National Union of Journalists. She said he was very open and honest with us, but in terms of changing the culture, in terms of rebuilding trust, everybody is saying delivery is the thing. It was a promising start, says the Examiner in an editorial. There's a sense that someone is in charge in RTE with major decisions to come, writes Fionnán Sheehan in The Independent. In other stories on the front pages, in The Examiner, Owen English reports that Garda inquiries are continuing in Cork after members of a self-styled online child protection vigilante group confronted a man on the city's north side about allegedly grooming children online. Members of the group, based in Northern Ireland, confronted the man who was in his 60s in a housing estate on Saturday, the paper says. In The Times, Sally Hayden reports that the Spanish Coast Guard says it has rescued 86 people from an open canoe after an aid group warned that hundreds of people had gone missing on three separate boats which were trying to reach Europe. The Coast Guard said that one of its planes spotted the canoe more than 100 kilometres south of the Canary Islands. On the features pages, the Examiner passes on five things to know about sea swimming, or just swimming as it used to be called. One thing, Helen O'Callaghan writes, is that lots of studies show that cold water reduces inflammation from chronic conditions like arthritis.